I thank you all for coming today. As you know, we're going to draw a name out of the barrel to determine the big winner of our Mayor for a Day contest. But first, a word from the co-sponsor of our contest, the Odyssey Times, and its editor, Dale Jacobs. Dale?
Thanks, Whit. As you all know, the Odyssey Times started the Mayor for a Day contest to help promote civic awareness and an understanding by today's young people of how our local government should work. We at the Odyssey Times, along with Whit, are committed to helping
young people learn. Hey, Artie, what's all the commotion?
Hi, Kurt. The Mayor for a Day contest.
Oh, that.
Why do you always sound so bored? This is really exciting. Somebody's going to get to be mayor of Odyssey for a whole day.
I guess that means you entered.
Sure, didn't you?
What? Enter a contest where I might have to sit in a big, cushy office and boss people around while hobnobbing with local celebrities all day? Are you kidding?
You did.
Count on it.
I think there's more to being a mayor than that.
Yeah, you'd think so, but I know what really goes on.
I think they're getting ready to draw the name. Boy, I can hardly imagine what it'd be like to be mayor for a whole day.
Oh, I can.
You think that's enough?
Better than enough. I'll open the hatch here and, Whit, why don't you reach in there and pick a name?
All right, Dale. Here goes. Well, I guess I better dig deeper. here we are. Will you do the honors?
Thank you. Okay, the big winner of the Wits End Odyssey Times Mayor for a Day contest is Kurt Stevens.
What?
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. My name is John Avery Whitaker, but most folks call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's turn this thing on and see if it works. Okay, so it's back to the old drawing board, but that's all right, because discovering how to get there is most of the fun. Now, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself if you come to our side of the radio on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Like Kurt is about to hold the highest political office in Odyssey. That's kind of scary when you think about it. Oh, well, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. I mean, how much trouble could Kurt cause in just one day? Oh, dear, I guess we'll find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues, right after this. And now, Kurt's adventure as mayor of Odyssey.
As your mayor, I will tighten the belt of our city government around the waste of indifference and reckless spending. So what if I meet up with a few celebrities? Just remember, a penny saved is a penny earned, and the early bird catches the goose that laid the golden egg. Oh, even if it is only one day, I'm gonna make sweeping changes to make our fine city the apple of this country's eye, a silver lining on a dark cloud, a short walk down a long pier. I'm your man, in your government, in your city. I thank you, thank you, oh, thank you, thank you.
Well, that was quite a speech you made, Kurt, Mr. Mayor. Particularly that part about tightening the belt around the government's waist.
Well, I meant every word I understood.
Oh, well, I'm sure you did. Well, you know, this is going to be a big day for you. And if you make the most of it, I'm sure it'll be something you'll never forget.
If I have my way, Odyssey will never forget it either. I'm serious about this mayor stuff.
Well, welcome to your office, Mr. Mayor.
Wow! This is the biggest office I've ever seen. Is that a desk or another office?
The desk. I think you'll find that as mayor, you'll need a lot of room to work.
No kidding. You can rent that desk out to a family of four. So how do I get started?
Well, I assume you push the button on the intercom and ask Miss Primblush to come in.
Miss Primblush?
Well, yes. She's the mayor's secretary and girl Friday.
Yeah? Who helps me on the other 4 days?
Girl Friday means she's your assistant and will help you with anything you need.
Anything, huh?
Well, you're the mayor.
Yeah.
Time for me to open Wits End. Stop by if you don't get too busy, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. Just push the button on the intercom. Right.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Could you come in here, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Wow, how'd you do that?
Do what, sir?
Never mind. I was told you could get me anything I want because I'm the mayor, right?
Correct.
Okay, first I want a bat phone. You know, the one that puts me straight through to the president.
We don't have one of those.
Put one in. I want to invite him around for a Coke.
I'll fill out the appropriate forms, Mr. Mayor. Would you like to discuss today's schedule now?
My schedule? Okay, when do I meet with all the local celebrities?
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't have any celebrities on today's schedule. Or an Odyssey, for that matter.
Then put that next on the list, right after the hotline gets installed. I want a celebrity in to shake my hand.
I'll see if I can requisition one or two.
Okay. Well, what am I supposed to do first?
You're supposed to make a speech at a ceremony for the Odyssey Vet Hospital.
Anything for our veterans?
It's the veterinarian hospital, sir.
Ah, the animals. Well, will you have my car sent around?
I'm sorry, but we're in the midst of severe cutbacks.
What do I have in the meantime?
A bike.
A bike? You mean they gave up the car to buy a mayor's bike?
It belongs to my nephew, actually. He's renting it to us.
Good grief. Whose big idea was this?
It was all part of your plan to tighten the belt around the government's waist.
I meant everybody else's waist, not mine.
And without further delay, we're privileged to have Mayor Kurt Stevens here to cut the ribbon and officially open our restored wing.
Thank you, Dr. Lamont. I'm sorry I was late, but... Damn, boy! But the chain broke on my bike. It's an honor for me, nice kitty, to officially open this restored wing and... Ouch! Careful, Fido. A hope that serves as a reminder of... Behave, you guys! Of this administration's commitment to humane... Get off! Humane treatment of our furry and feathered... Wow! Watch it! Flurry and feathered... furry and feathered friends. Are you sure I should cut the ribbon with all these birds sitting on it?
Oh, they know how to fly. It won't be a problem, I'm sure.
If you say so. And now, the Odyssey Veterinarian Hospital Memorial Wing. Watch out! It's my sight! Ouch! Doctor!
They like you.
For dinner, maybe. I have to get out of here.
Over that way.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You know, Dr. Lebon, nobody told me that the Odyssey Vet Hospital was in your house, or that the new wing used to be your garage.
Well, what did you expect? The Mayo Clinic?
No, but I figured it'd at least look like a hospital.
Well, at one time, we had a big, beautiful hospital.
You did?
Oh, yes, with room after room of kennels and equipment. But Odyssey has changed. The need for my services decreased, and the building was too much for me to manage, so we sold most of the kennels and equipment, and I moved into my house.
What happened to the building?
Well, if you look at the horizon, you can see it. Sitting there, an empty shell. I'd almost be willing to give it away just to be done with it.
Well, thanks, Doc.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, by the way, what kind of animals are you going to be treating in that new wing of yours?
Oh, the larger animals mostly.
Larger? Miss Plumduff, my first official act as mayor will be to expose corruption at every level of our city's government.
Really, sir?
Yes, starting with your nephew. The chain on his bike broke and the baseball card on the back tire fell off. Have him arrested and released immediately. I need to sit down. This mayor stuff is wearing me out.
No time, sir. I have a message here from the city treasurer. He needs to see you immediately, and he says it's an emergency.
Okay, so I won't sit down. Where's his office? Hello? Excuse me. Hello?
Matt?
What did you say?
Matt?
I can't hear you over the...
What did you say? Wait a second. Sorry.
What was all that noise?
Adding machine sound effects. I listened to it for inspiration. I'm Harvey Nelson, the city treasurer. You must be Kurt Stevens, our new mayor.
I am. Miss Primblege said I must see you immediately.
Well, something has come up that needs your immediate attention.
Getting my hotline installed.
No, Acme Amalgamated.
Aren't they the ones who make those inventions for the cartoons?
Yes, and our city planners have been doing some very hush-hush talks with them about building a new office building here in Odyssey. It would mean jobs and increased money from business taxes.
That's a problem.
It became one when the mayor of Connellsville found out about it. Now he's trying to get Acme to build our offices there.
The sneak. Let's declare war on him.
We can't do that.
Oh. Then remind me to send him a rude letter on the ex-mayor's stationery. Can't we just tell Connellsville that we had first dibs?
If only it was that easy.
What are we supposed to do?
We must convince Acme that this is a better place to build than Connellsville.
Okay, how do we do that?
Give Acme a land grant.
A land grant? Of course! I should have thought of it myself. What's a land grant?
We'll give them land that's owned by the city as an encouragement to build here. And don't forget about the perks for you as mayor.
Perks?
Like a hotline, for example, or a chauffeur-driven car.
Then what are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm. If you look at this map, I've marked a zone that's ideal for building. Right there on the edge of McAllister Park. And for now, it only has picnic tables and trees there.
Odyssey has too many of those already.
Then the decision should be easy, Mr. Mayor.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Okay, McAllister Park. There's plenty of room there for a nice office building.
Shall I begin the land studies, general surveys, and evictions?
No time for that. Let's just give it to him.
If you say so, sir. Just sign here.
This job is easier than I thought. Thanks, Harvey. You should think about doing this for a living.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I can probably get that hotline put in this afternoon.
Give yourself a raise, Harvey.
Your servant, sir.
Mr. Mayor!
What? What is that?
The intercom.
Really? Sounds just like Miss Picklebush.
It is Miss Picklebush. Primblush. I've called a press conference for your announcement about Acme Amalgamated.
Boy, you're fast.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program for this important press conference with Mayor Kurt Stevens. Over to Murray Minch, live on the scene. Murray, take it.
Murray Minch, live on the scene of the steps of City Hall. Mayor hasn't come out yet, but City Hall is awash with leaks. Some say he's going to declare war on Connellsville. Others report that he has a new plan for helping Odyssey's economy. While we've received two reports that the mayor had a coke with the president. The mayor is coming out now. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Kurt Stevens.
Thank you for coming on such short notice. Sorry I'm late, but it took an hour to find my way back from the city treasurer's office. I have a prepared statement. In order to simulate the economy, facsimile growth, and prime the pumps for productivity, the city is going to give geographical incentives to Acme Amalgamated. So take that, Mayor of Connellsville. I have time for a couple questions.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes?
Gazinski from the Odyssey Gazette.
Yes, Mr. Gazinski.
What exactly did you just say?
I said we're giving land to Acme Amalgamated.
Oh, that's what he said.
Another question?
I'm Brown from the Sun.
Really? Are you peeling?
Just where is the land you're giving away?
I happen to bring a map. If I can remember which pocket I put it in. Oh, here it is. The land is right here at the edge of McAllister Park.
The edge of McAllister Park?
Yes, McAllister Park. What is this, Mitch Miller? What's wrong?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Jacobs, yes?
For Acme to build there, you're going to have to tear down Wits End.
Oops. I'll get back to you on that. No more questions.
Mr. Mayor!
You heard it here first, folks. The mayor wants to tear down Wits End. Ted, back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Murr. We'll be back right after this.
And now, back to the adventure.
Tear down Wits End? How can I tear down Wits End?
You signed the paper, sir. You gave the land away.
Boy, this is turning into a rotten day. Miss Primlane.
Yes, Mr. Mayor?
Come in here, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Wow, you make me nervous when you do that.
Do what, sir?
Never mind. What's going on out in the street?
An angry crowd has formed to protest your decision to tear down Wits End.
How angry are they?
Well, Mr. Mayor, if I read their signs correctly, they want you to resign immediately and leave the country.
What?
The signs say a few other things, but I'm a lady.
Thank you. Keep an eye on things. If they get violent, throw yourself at their mercy.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
See, Harvey? This is turning into a rotten day.
All part of the job, sir.
Mr. Mayor, the telephone service is here to put in the hotline.
Good. At least I'm still getting my phone. Send him in.
Where you want it, Mr. Mayor?
Over on the desk, please.
Okie dokie.
What is this going to do to my political career? I had plans, big perspirations.
Aspirations, sir. The latest poll shows you're trailing behind two other personalities.
Who?
Adolf Hitler and Saddam Hussein.
Terrific. What am I going to do?
Mr. Mayor?
What?
I may be wrong, but the crowd is building a scaffold.
Well, call the police. Tell them to get that crowd controlled.
They're already down there.
Oh, good.
They're picketing with the crowd.
Oh, what are they mad about?
I believe they heard you were cutting the police force by 20%. You remember, you wanted to tighten the belt
around. All right.
Your phone's all hooked up, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Telephone Serviceman. Maybe I could call the president for some advice. Hello?
Gialli's a pizza.
My hopes weren't high. Good grief! What am I gonna do? I can't let Acme go to Connellsville because our people need the jobs too. But I can't tear down Wits End either.
If I may say so, Mr. Mayor, this is all part of running government. It's a lot more than cushy offices, bossing people around, and shaking hands with celebrities.
Oh, that's right. I didn't get to see a celebrity today. Okay, I getcha. It's lonely at the top time, right? I'm mayor, and I have to pull myself up by the bootstraps and rise head and shoulders at the top of the totem pole. I have to take the bull by the horns, throw down the gauntlet, and buckle my seatbelt.
What are you going to do?
The only thing I can do.
What?
Hide.
Mr. Mayor, you can come out now. The crowd is gone.
Wonderful. Terrific. My first day on the job and there's rioting in the streets of Odyssey with mad, toothless crones screaming for my head on the chopping block.
Politics is a fickle business, sir.
It sure is. Well, Harvey, I can't think of a way to save Wits End and get Acme into a nice building. So this is goodbye. I'm gonna have to resign.
It was nice working with you, sir.
What do you think the city will do now?
Oh, I'll recommend appointing a full independent panel to conduct a full inquiry into the circumstances behind this scandal, which means, of course, by the time the panel comes to any conclusions, no one will care anymore because we'll have assured the people in the meantime that this administration will be rethinking its current policy of land grants when a more broad-based detailed policy can be submitted, which, when it is submitted, will be inconclusive and open to misinterpretation and thus of questionable help to the government.
You're really crackers, aren't you? Straight from the pack, 100% saltine. You make it sound like you've done this before.
Plenty of times. You didn't really think anything changes in government, did you?
Well, yes. It should, shouldn't it? Isn't that what we're here for?
Huh. Trying to change government's a lost cause, Mr. Mayor. You can't do it. Nobody can.
But someone has to. What good is having a government if it doesn't change? I mean, what good is being in a government if it isn't to change things for the better and do the right thing? Sure. It may seem like a lost cause, Mr. Nelson, but sometimes they're the only causes worth fighting for. Sometimes you even die for them. You think I'm licked? I'm not licked. And I'm gonna stay right here until we get this problem fixed. Even if the protesters come marching in like a herd of elephants to... Wait a minute! I have the answer! Wake up, Harvey! I know how to solve our problem. Miss Primblush, get Mr. Whitaker and Dr. Lamont into my office right away. Mr. Whitaker, thank you for coming.
Well, under the circumstances, I thought I should.
I'm sorry things happened this way.
Well, so am I, Kurt. Mr. Mayor, I assume you have something you want to tell me about the future of Whit's End?
Yes. I think I know a way to save McAllister Park and bring Acme Amalgamated into Odyssey.
You do?
Yes. I believe you know Dr. Lamont. Come in, Doctor.
Hello, Whit. Mr. Mayor?
Hello, Doctor. What's this all about, Kurt?
Dr. Lamont?
Well, I heard you needed a building for this Acme Amalgamated Company so Whit's End won't be torn down. I might have one they could use.
You do?
Yes, the old hospital. Acme can move into the old veterinarian hospital, and you won't have to lose your shop.
What a brilliant idea, Mr. Mayor.
Only moderately.
Mr. Mayor, I've asked the press to come for your announcement.
How does she do that? And so, good people of Odyssey, I'm proud to announce that we will preserve the beauty of McAllister Park and still enjoy the new addition of Acme Amalgamated to our roster of local businesses.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Mayor.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jacobs. No questions now. I'm resigning. I've had enough. Kurt! Artie, what are you doing here? I haven't seen you since the drawing.
What are you talking about? They haven't done the drawing yet.
Huh?
All right, Dale.
Are you daydreaming or something?
I guess so. You'll never believe what a nightmare I've had.
Shh! He picked the winner.
Will you do the honors?
Well, thank you. And the winner of the Wits End Odyssey Times Mayor for a Day contest is Kurt Stevens.
What?
Huh?
You won, Kurt. You won. You're going to be mayor for a day.
Not again. Get me out of here. Make way. Make way.
Kurt, where are you going, Kurt?
What are you doing? The stage is the other way.
You can have it. I'm done with politics.
Well, what do you know? Kurt has finally learned his lesson. I'm glad what just happened was all in his imagination. That way, the people of Odyssey won't really have to go through it. But I also hope you understand a little better why we need to keep praying for our leaders. I know I'm going to. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.